Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is going to be on resonance, resonating various fields, because resonance is really the core of all vibration. It's really how you tune into a vibration. We know that everything is vibration, but to find the frequency of a vibration is to find its resonance, or to resonate with it. The definition of resonance is where one vibration vibrates something else. One thing causes another thing to vibrate. So it's basically what happens is there are two things vibrating together. But the trick is to be able to adjust your vibration to resonate or to be at the same vibration as something else. And to do that, or when you do that, there are a lot of different, let me put it this way, there's a lot of different reasons for doing that. One is to be able to heal, to be able to find stuck energy and find that resonant frequency and help break up that stuck energy, which is kind of the whole paradigm of healing. Another is to do the other paradigm, which is to resonate the frequency or the energy of higher vibrations. So you find the frequency of higher vibrations, and then you adjust your vibration to tune into it, to resonate with it. Technically, the physical physics of sound definition of resonance, or what resonance does, is it boosts the volume of a frequency or a pitch. So when there is a resonance, that frequency that equals that resonance will actually be boosted in volume. Now, there are resonances in rooms and spaces, and then there are resonances in materials. Oh, I forgot one thing. The intention of this program is to be in resonance with a higher vibration. Okay, so there's resonances in rooms, and the way you find a resonance in a room, by the way, resonances happen when you have parallel walls in a room. So if you like, you can go into the bathroom now or go into the shower or later on when you're in the shower and do a frequency sweep. A frequency sweep is like this. Do it as slow as you can. Try to not jump either. Try not to do it like... Try to do a very smooth frequency sweep. And when you hit the frequency of your shower, it will get louder, somewhat like this. So you found the resonant frequency of the shower. You can find it normally in your bathroom. You can find it in anywhere, any place where you have parallel walls that aren't too far apart and that are somewhat shiny as well, because they reflect a lot more and it makes it a lot easier. That's why the shower is so great. You can really find it in the shower. Also, stairwells of parking structures are really, really good, or any stairwell. It's really good to find the resonance. It's amazing. So you do a sweep up and down until you find it. There's also a resonant frequency in your body chambers. So you've got a resonance in your chest. Go ahead and do a frequency sweep with me if you are someplace where people won't think you're crazy, or if they do think you're crazy, just go for it. So do a frequency sweep with me and put your hand on your chest and find the resonance of your chest. Here, I'll do it myself. There's two of them I found. There's one, and there's one lower too. That one's actually much, much larger. You can do the same by putting your hand on your throat and finding the resonant frequency of your neck. You can probably hear it in my voice. It gets louder when I hit it. There's that resonant frequency. You can also find the resonant frequency of your head by putting your hand on your head. But what's really interesting is the resonant frequency of your mouth. Open your mouth a bit and do a frequency sweep to find the resonant frequency of your mouth. Here I'll show you. Frequency of my mouth. You can make your mouth, open your mouth a little wider and it will change a bit, or close it a little more and it will go higher in frequency. Okay? So the main way to find a resonant frequency is to do a frequency sweep. Now, what's really amazing is when you do this frequency sweep in sacred temples, especially those in Egypt, but other places around the world as well, and you find the resonant frequency of those chambers, it unlocks a whole other level of consciousness. These chambers are designed to be activated by toning the resonant frequency. Some people say that only men can activate them, that you have to do the lower frequencies, but I've activated them quite well with higher frequencies as well. And you know, there's often multiple resonant frequencies. It's actually not just one. You're first going to have a resonant frequency from the walls left to right, and then from front to back you'll have another resonant frequency, and then from the ceiling to the floor there will be a third resonant frequency. And in fact, many of the sacred temples and the king's chamber and various pyramids have been designed so that these three resonances, left, right, front, back, and up and down, create a chord that will bring you into a higher consciousness. And many people have measured the frequencies of the resonances in the king's chamber and the various temples throughout Egypt and around the world, and found that they're very interesting chords. The King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid, of course, has a lot more going for it. The fact that it's a huge granite pyramid with a huge structure that has created an electromagnetic field that is on the central acupuncture point of the entire Earth. And there's a lot more to go with that as well. As to why it's so effective in the King's Chamber, but it's the resonant frequency. There's also the sarcophagus in the King's Chamber, which is the cement coffin, and it's got a very, very powerful resonant frequency. When I was in the King's Chamber, I did a frequency sweep and was able to find it very easily. And when I hit it, it was so loud. Everybody in the room turned and went, whoa, really amazing. And that frequency will resonate the whole room. But the sarcophagus has been moved so that now the room is not tuned the way it was originally designed. Although it's still pretty effective to lay in the sarcophagus, find that resonant frequency, and go out of your body. So, you can also find the resonant frequency of the spaces inside your body, besides the chambers of your body, the organs of your body. Now, it's a little more difficult to do it. I mean, you could actually, if you had enough volume, you could probably feel it inside your heart, for example. But it's pretty tricky to feel inside your heart. So the trick is to do a silent frequency sweep. You can do it aloud. You could do it aloud at first, but you could even do it silently. Try it aloud and find the resonant frequency, not of your heart chakra, but of your physical heart. So I'll do it myself. A little bit there just to check and see if that really was. I really felt something when I hit that frequency. It's quite amazing. Since there are multiple chambers, there are four chambers in the heart, they're a little bit different from each other, but they're all very close to the same frequency. And of course, different people are going to have a little bit different resonant frequencies depending on the size of their heart. And actually, that resonant frequency, the truth is, it's actually changing. It's actually, as the heart beats, the heart contracts, and the resonant frequency gets a little higher. So in one way, the sound of your heart is like, and it's a spiral shape, because the heart actually will contract in a spiral, like Fibonacci pattern. So the sound it's creating is actually a spiral, in a way, of exactly the shape of the contraction. That reminds me, one other thing that's really amazing, I've mentioned this before, back to the temples in Egypt. Most of the temples in Egypt have reliefs carved on the walls. They have these drawings that are quite amazing, everything from the various lettering to very detailed drawings. And because those are reliefs, where there's a drawing, the distance between the walls will be different than where there's no drawing. So essentially what happens is when you tone, that relief will break up the sound wave and then reflect off the walls and come back into your body. Very specifically affecting the water in your body. Because there are modulated vibrational waves bouncing off those walls. So by toning in the sacred temples where there's a relief, or in any room where there's a relief, you're actually bringing the actual waveform of that drawing right into your system. And it's affecting the water directly in your body. In fact, every word I say is affecting the water in your body. If the vibration that is accompanying my words is of a higher vibration, then there will be a higher vibration within the water of your body. This has been proven by Dr. Emoto in multiple studies on the effect of intention in the body. So, you can resonate each organ in your body. Say you've got a little too many toxins that you're dealing with from either drinking or just whatever toxins you've come across in your day-to-day life, and your liver's having a little bit of difficulty, you can focus on your liver and tone the vibration or resonant frequency of your liver. And it will activate the liver whenever you tone the vibration of any organ, it opens up that energy of that organ. It opens up that organ to receive energy. Now, if you add your intention to it, now you have double effectiveness. So let's find the frequency of the liver. It's really interesting. I've had a bit of a cold earlier this week, and now because my liver is having to deal with it, I feel that my voice breaks up in that frequency. There's also a very interesting resonant frequency of the aorta. The aorta is almost 3/4 of an inch in diameter. So it has a very specific resonant frequency that you can find. And if you find that resonant frequency, it will aid in the flow of the blood through the aorta, as well as the other tube. I forget the name of it. It's the other tube that brings the blood back to the heart that is the same size as the aorta. Okay, so if you find that frequency, it's going to be a very high frequency because it's a very small tube. So you can almost tune into, if you just tune into what a tube that size would sound like, it would probably be something like, something like that. Now, some of you may be thinking, how do you know if it's really the right frequency? Well, at first you really don't. You don't. But as you listen closely, and you will hear one of the notes as you're sweeping, it will just really seem to get louder. It will seem to have something else to it. It's like your intuition can kind of tell you pretty easily. So just trust that you're finding it if you feel that you found it. And, of course, the more you practice, the more you will tune right into it. You could find the resonant frequency. I know a lot of people that have knee problems. Well, we'll come back to that, because that's not a chamber. What other chambers do you have? And you could even find the resonant frequency of your brain, or the resonant frequency of your inner ear, or the resonant frequency of the size of your hand or your foot, the resonant frequency of even your eye or even your eyeball. Each of them has a resonant frequency. Every little chamber within every organ within your body, within every part of your body, has a resonant frequency. And when you find it, it will help heal it. It will help bring energy to it. It helps focus that energy on it. And it vibrates. It's kind of like a massage. You know, it's just vibrating it. And, you know, it can be really powerful. So these are the resonant frequencies of chambers or rooms or spaces. Anything that has somewhat of a parallel wall. Even if it doesn't have parallel walls, there will still be a multiple vibration that bounces off all of the walls of the chamber and creates a resonance. So even when you don't have a parallel wall, you still get a resonance. In recording studios, resonance is actually a problem because it actually boosts frequencies that you don't want in the music. The other type of resonance is the resonance of materials. Every material, all the way down to a cell, has a resonance, and it's dependent on the thickness of the material, the density of the material, the size of the material, and the tautness or tension of the material. For example, if you have a guitar string, the more tense it is, the more taut it is, the higher the pitch. And this is a very specific formula. Those four things are the, you can actually figure out through physics, you can figure out the exact resonant frequency of anything. This is a basic physics formula based on the thickness, density, size, and tension within the material. So, every instrument will have its own resonance. Instruments often have resonant chambers, but they also have resonant wood or resonant strings. And between the two, they create a specific note that is resonating. Each note on every instrument in the world is a resonance. Every note you sing is a resonance between your vocal cords, the materials in your vocal cords, and the vibration of the vocal cords, and the shape of your, or size of your throat, size of your mouth, even where your tongue is, everything within your body actually affects that frequency coming out of you. So these materials are also the materials inside your body. The material of your heart, the muscle of your heart, has its own resonant frequency. And different muscles have different resonances. But they're all very close to each other. The tendons in your body have a resonant frequency. The blood in your body has a resonant frequency. Your skin has a resonant frequency. Every part of your body has a resonant frequency, besides the spaces. So, what that means is, when you tune in and find the resonant frequency of your heart, you can do the entire heart. Do it one more time. And now tune in to the material, the muscle of your heart. When you get really good at this, you can really just intuitively go right to the frequency that is resonating. You don't really even have to do the frequency sweep, because the truth is, when you're in tune, you already know it. You are already feeling it. So you can go right to it. That's why I was able to just tune right into it and go right to it instead of doing a frequency sweep. Frequency sweep is really good. Now, the other thing you can do is a silent frequency sweep and tune into the various frequencies of various materials in your body. So silently do a frequency sweep until you find the frequency of, say, your intestines. If you ever have a stomach ache, just tune into the frequency of your intestines, or your stomach for that matter. But then we can take it now to a whole nother level. And that is the frequency of emotions. Think of the last time you were in a negative emotion. emotion, like fear. So the frequency, if you tune into that frequency, now, you have to be careful here because you want to first, let's backtrack. Before we go into any negative emotions, let's find your frequency. Tune in, here, maybe this will help first. Tune in to my frequency. Do a frequency sweep in your head, or if you want to do it out loud, do it out loud, and do a frequency sweep until you find my frequency. I'll resonate my frequency for the next few moments here. Okay. I was going to say, how many of you found that? Raise your hand. Never mind. Okay, so there's the resonant frequency of another person. You can often hear the resonant frequency of that person in their voice. It's basically telling you their frequency. So it's not like you have to be psychic to find this. You just have to really listen. Okay, now find the resonant frequency in yourself. Do a frequency sweep until you find a frequency that seems to resonate your root, your core. Some people call it your soul. See if you can find that frequency. Do a frequency sweep up and down. Go really slow though. And find the frequency of you. If you found it, stay with it. If you didn't find it, play with it. You know, after the show, play with it and see if you can find it. You know, try it at different times when you're feeling different, especially if you're feeling in love, it's easy to find. Or if you have any really strong, wonderful feelings, you know, go over to a piano or go over to an instrument, see if you can find it on the instrument. Or again, just do a frequency sweep in your mind. And you'll find that sooner or later, you'll find that you keep going to the same frequency. And most likely, not always, because sometimes it takes multiple layers, multiple onion layers before you get to it. But most likely, that is your root frequency, your soul frequency. So the trick is to be in that frequency whenever you can. And whenever you're feeling any negative emotion, distraught, frustrated, angry, fearful, anything that where you're out of yourself, then go back in and find that frequency. The beauty of this is, the more you do it, the easier it is to get back to it. So, now, it's funny because just doing that, I feel much more in my own frequency now. You can hear it in my voice. I'm really much more grounded and much more in that frequency of soul, of being connected to my base, I think of it as the base of my spine, that frequency, which for me is A flat. So now, hold that frequency. This is a very good exercise whenever you have any stuck emotion. Hold that frequency at the base of your spine. And now, at the same time, think of the last time, hold your frequency. Think of that last time, though, that you were in a negative emotion. of anger, upset, distraughtness, fear. And think of that frequency of that emotion. Stay in your own, though. Think of the frequency of that emotion, whether it's whatever that frequency it was. And go back to your own frequency. It's like you're transforming that energy. There's another way you can do it. You can actually take the frequency of that anger or stuck emotion or fear and transform it into your frequency. You don't want to become it. You don't want to become the fear again, because it's defeating the purpose. We don't want to go back into that lower frequency. But you can go into it for a second and transform it. Mostly, this is really much better when you find yourself in some stuck emotion. So you transform it. You go into that, and then you go, back into yourself. This is where you are. This is your core being. This is where your soul is. This is where there is perfect peace. This is where the rest of the universe is, inside the frequency of your soul. This is where all love is. This is where you are perfectly present in this moment. Frequency of yourself. It's so easy to get pulled away from it by noise, worry, day-to-day life. Probably one of the biggest ones that pulls us away is other people who are not in their frequency. It's interesting, when you come across somebody who is in their frequency, it helps you go back into yours. It's an interesting concept. So we're not talking about resonating the same frequency. We're talking about resonating an energy of being grounded, of being in your own frequency. And that will resonate the energy of being another person being in theirs. So the more we are in our frequency, the more it helps others be in their frequency. And again, the more you are, the easier it is. What's really helpful is once you find that frequency and you learn what that frequency is, what note it is, then you can tone that frequency. You can go over to a keyboard or a guitar or any instrument you have, find that note, and it will help you find it. Also, you can. We actually sell guitar tuners that you can use to find your frequency. So when you hit that frequency, it lights up, and you can tone that frequency. But what's even more powerful is the sound table. To play your frequency, or play a song in the key of your frequency on the sound table, and it vibrates you so intensely and powerfully that it puts you back in your frequency. The truth is, any consistent frequency will put you back in your frequency. The other thing you can do is do a little research and find the key of your favorite music. Figure out what key your favorite music is in. And you very likely will find that your very favorite song might just very well be happen to be in the key of your root. There's a lot of songs we love, so not every song's going to be in your root, but check it out. And when you find a song that is in the key of your root, when you're out of your root, you might want to play it if it's the appropriate type of song. It's all about a consistent frequency. Now, let's go to the next level. Find, with a frequency sweep, go up and down until you find the resonant frequency of love. Now, first, let's start with personal love. We can do this backwards, actually. Think of the frequency, or well, think of someone, think of a time when you were totally, totally in love. Think of a time when you fell in love immensely. When you fell totally in love. And you were totally enveloped in love with someone. Now, think of that as a frequency. It's really interesting. It's like, for me, it's a very low frequency. It grabs my whole body and just goes, If it's a higher frequency for you, there you go. It's not like the frequency that I find has to be the right one. Whatever frequency it is, tune into it. Now you get it. What you can do is, if you ever want to go back into that frequency, you could just, instead of thinking of that person, because maybe there's also, that person might bring up the other frequency of abandonment or or any other negative emotions that are associated with that person. So the trick is to go straight to the frequency of that love, bypassing the person. So you do a frequency sweep. Until you find the frequency of love. And you get it going in your body. Like a friend of mine said, I like to take myself out to dinner and romance myself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Just love yourself. There's, you know, you don't need another person. Just love yourself. It's the same frequency. It's the same frequency that you, everybody wants. Do a frequency sweep and find it whenever you need it. Whenever you want to be in that space. Now, even more powerful, though, is the higher frequency of divine love. Let me do a frequency sweep with me and find the frequency of divine love. Just saying the word brings me into that frequency. It's like, frequency of divine love feeds your soul, feeds you. It is, that's why they call it the water of life. Boy, those that if you can't get that freak, get in tune, if you can't open up that flow of the water of life, practice it. Practice it. Oh, practice it. Practice it. Just set your intention to find it. Because it's amazing. It is, you know what it is? It's also that frequency that the entire realm of religion completely banks on. And that is, I mean, in the Christian religion, it's all about Christ love. Bringing Christ love into your heart. And because, you know, when people get that in a church, and that energy of Christ love or energy of divine love comes into, they think, oh, this is it. This church is it. But it doesn't have to be in the church. It can happen anytime, anywhere. In every religion, I hate to say banks on it, but they do. They bank on it. You know, because that's their... I mean, it's not a bad thing, because that's the goal, is to get that water of life going. But then there's all the other stigma or other stuff that comes with the religion. And it's, the thing is, that's, I think, what people say, I'm spiritual, without being religious. That's the deal. So, practice that. Do that. Oh, do that meditation if you got it. Well, probably if you got it, you've already been able to do it. But just do it every morning before you get out of bed. As soon as you wake up, and do it every night before you go to bed. Find the frequency. And again, it may not be the frequency I'm doing, but find whatever frequency opens up that divine channel of love into your heart. There are people that say that it comes through the thymus in your neck down into your heart. If you want to visualize the energy coming through your neck into your heart. Whatever works for you. If it works, if not, play with it until you get it moving. Because then there's no abandonment. There's no, because it's always there. It's that divine love never goes away. And the truth is, it's way more powerful, way stronger than personal love. Okay, so that's the frequency of divine love. Now, tune in to the frequency of spirit. I think of the frequency of spirit as pure light energy. Pure energy that enlivens every cell in our body. Enlivens every cell in everything on the earth. It is the energy that is life. Whatever you think of as spirit, tune into that frequency. Do a frequency sweep until you find it. For me, it's much higher frequency than I can make. But I immediately feel it. And it comes into me down the back of my neck, into my body. It's interesting because it's like a flowing frequency. It's a flow for me. Just for other people, it might just be a frequency. Spirit. Resonance. Finding the resonance of spirit. I get goosebumps and chills from that one. Chills are spirit. Think of the frequency of a chill. The frequency of a chill. Because chills just don't normally, they actually, chills often move through your body, so they are like flowing energy. You know, it's interesting. If anybody has ever found any research on chills, please call me at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Because it seems like chills are the direct connection to spirit. And I've never seen any research on chills. I mean, what are they? What are chills? Other than just energy flowing through your body. Okay. The final resonance is that of God. Now, the frequency of God is all frequencies in the universe. But it doesn't just go to the lowest frequency of sound. It goes way slower than the frequency of sound. It goes down to the frequency of the planets moving around the sun. Think how slow that frequency is and tune into that frequency. Oh, or the frequency of the sun moving around the Milky Way. 23,000 years it takes for the sun to move around the Milky Way. Very slow, stable frequency. But even the Milky Way is moving around some other center, even way slower. So think of the slowest frequency in the universe, and every frequency all the way up to the highest frequency in the universe, that of the atom vibrating. Apparently, even the quark inside of the atom vibrates at a higher frequency than atoms. Now, do a frequency sweep from the lowest frequency in the universe, slowly up that little faster through the frequency of the solar system, frequency of the lowest sound you've ever heard, frequency of your root chakra, frequency of your emotions, frequency of your heart, frequency of your spirit, the frequency of divine love, all the way up to and above the frequency of the atom. The full range of frequencies of all nature on Earth, the frequency of every planet, the frequency of everything in existence in the universe, at once. Step back now and feel the frequency of every single thing in the universe, the full range. Don't just do a scan, just sit back and feel all of it, all frequencies, like an entire symphony playing a cosmic ohm, all at once. That's the frequency of God. Because we are God. We are all frequencies. And the beauty of this is you and I are the same because we are both all of these frequencies. Everybody in the universe is all frequencies. So when you tune into this frequency of everything, you're tuning into oneness with everybody. And that is where we're headed. That is the goal. That is where we will all be very soon, is all one in fifth dimensional consciousness. When we're in fifth dimensional consciousness, there is no more war. When we're all one, there's no more conflict. There's no more anything but just love and light. So everybody's, a lot of people have been talking about going into fifth dimensional consciousness. This is that energy. Frequency of everything. Hold that frequency as long as you can. And hold it until you wake up tomorrow. Hold that frequency until, well, through the weekend. Let me go one step deeper. I don't know if you can go deeper than God, but bring in the frequency of love from before, frequency of divine love, the frequency of spirit, and the frequency of God all at once. Love, spirit, and God. So it's like, all at once, all three together. Even though spirit and love are included in God, focus some energy on those. And it creates like a spiral. And then bring it down and ground it in your frequency. So now that spiral comes down into your frequency. It's not hard because your frequency is God. Also, your soul is part of God. Now, we're connected. Now you're connected to yourself, to spirit. We're all connected. And now, take that energy into the rest of the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the week ahead. Into the weeks ahead, into the months ahead, into the years ahead, into lifetimes ahead. Hold it consistently forever. Hear you in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us. Take care.